Here in the Vatican on Sunday, St. Peter's Square roared to the sounds of over 100 Ferrari sports cars as Pope Benedict appeared on the balcony for his weekly Angelus address. The Pope laughed and joked with the car drivers as they honked their horns and revved their engines to get his attention. But on a more serious note, Pope Benedict spoke of the plight of the world's 20 million or more refugees who are remembered each year on the UN's World Refugee Day on June 21st. My colleague Chris Altieri tells us more about what the Pope had to say.
Ricorre martedì prossimo.
Speaking to the thousands of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for the traditional Sunday Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict XVI made a special appeal for those forced to leave their homelands. The Holy Father's remarks came ahead of the United Nations World Refugee Day, the annual day calling attention to the plight of the world's 20 million people who have fled conflict or persecution, is being observed on June 20th. Events in more than 100 countries under the theme of hope will mark the occasion. Speaking after the Sunday Angelus prayer, the Holy Father said, "These brothers and sisters of ours seek refuge in other countries, moved by the hope of returning home or at least of finding hospitality where they have fled." The Holy Father expressed his hope that the rights of refugees be always respected, and the Pope encouraged the church community to help them. St. Peter's Square was also host to some 125 Ferrari sports cars whose owners are on a tour of central Italy. Speaking before the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict reflected on the solemnity of Corpus Domini, which in Italy and much of the world is observed today. The Pope looked back to Thursday's Mass and Eucharistic procession, saying they solemnly and publicly marked the Eucharistic feast day. The Holy Father said the Eucharist is the Church's richest treasure and the Lord's most precious gift to humanity. By carrying the Eucharist through the streets and squares of our cities, said Pope Benedict, we hope to make the Eucharist the center of our daily lives. We want Jesus to walk where we walk and to live where we live. Our world and indeed our very selves must become his temple, said Pope Benedict.
Il nostro mondo, le nostre esistenze devono diventare il suo tempio.
Recalling the words of his predecessor, John Paul II, who called Mary the Eucharistic woman in his encyclical Ecclesia de Eucharistia, Pope Benedict prayed that all Christians might deepen their faith in the Eucharistic mystery in order to live in constant communion with God and to be true witnesses to Christ.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae
et concepit.
Following the Angelus and the appeal on behalf of the world's refugees, Pope Benedict greeted the English-speaking pilgrims.
I welcome all the English-speaking visitors gathered for the Angelus prayer. My special greeting goes to the neo-catechumenal communities from England and the United States. May your stay in the Eternal City help you to grow in love for the Lord and His Church. God bless you all.
My thanks there to Chris Altieri for that report.